A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, hello. Happy Wednesday, my friends. Welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And of course, you can check me out on Drive later today from 4 p.m. Anyway, we begin with news that Spurs have reportedly made contact with former Bayern Munich head coach Julian, or Julian, no one really knows, Nagelsmann, over the vacant role at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. Spurs, basically. German football broadcaster Konstantin Eckner confirmed the story on White and Jordan.
His plan was actually to be at Bayern for at least 5 years and then maybe go to Real Madrid or something, but that's out the window. So there's was a lot of speculation. And as we have found out, that Tottenham, that they have made first contact, not with him directly, because I think it wouldn't be a wise idea to speak to him directly right now. I think when we talk about combustible personalities, I think he is combustible right now at this point in time. But they spoke to one of his representatives to at least establish a first contact, because as we know, Tottenham, they want to make plans for the future beyond June, for the next year. And so Nagelsmann is on their list and I guess close to the top at least.
On to Euro football expert Kevin Hatchard, or Hatchard with an A, former professional goalkeeper turned sporting director Lutz Fanstiel and Simon Jordan, all discussing the vacant role at Tottenham.
They're a top four Premier League side. They finished.
But they're not serial winners.
No, neither are lots of football teams that people want to go and manage and be in the Premier League and manage one of these big football clubs. And you've got big names. Carlo Ancelotti went and managed Everton. What was the last thing they won? Of course there's appeal for these football clubs. Of course there's a determination to be inside there. And like everybody else, everybody that signed George Best, everybody that signed Paul Gascoigne thought, I'll get a tune out of these fellas that other people couldn't have done. I'll be able to manage this personality in his disruptive ways. So everybody will believe that I'll be able to go into Tottenham and I'll be able to want to win something. And I'll be the one to be able to work for Daniel Levy. I mean, people take the Watford job left, right and centre. Right? There's a queue of people every time Watford sack somebody for another job to be available to another manager that's known by people. And a Tottenham job is a big job. I mean, whether Spurs fans agree with me or not, and I'm sure a lot of them don't, £200 million in three transfer windows for Antonio Conte isn't chopped liver. It's £200 million.
Hire a young, keen, attacking, free-flowing, good football manager. And for that reason, I had to say Julian Nagelsmann.
He's one of the brightest young football minds there is, I think. I think he's shown that over quite a few years, because people look at his age, his mid-30s, and think, well, he must be a rookie in management terms, but that's not the case with him. He got the Hoffenheim job at 28, became the youngest ever Bundesliga coach at the time, and he took on quite a tough job there with some big personalities, and he was able to keep them up. And they went from strength to strength after that. He qualified for the Champions League, not once, but twice. Got knocked out of the playoffs once by Liverpool and then got to the group stage the next time.
I personally think it would be not a good choice to go there right now. I think it could be a very good choice to go there in the summer, especially looking at the last years in Tottenham, where somehow the attacking football, I also enjoyed a lot watching them, somehow vanished because the last two managers were more based on a defensive kind of setup. And people in Tottenham are used to a little bit more of an attacking style, a bit more of entertaining style. And that's for sure they would get back with Julian Nagelsmann.
For Nagelsmann, I think it's more him. He's probably looked at Mourinho, who's been a top coach. He's looked at Conte and thought, something's not quite right at this football club. With these managers, they should have won, and with some of the players that they've got, they should have won something. Like, you know what I mean? They should be further ahead in this journey. They can't keep pressing reset every season.
And here's Hugh Wisencroft and Darren Ambrose, the Lego Kid, on kickoff.
the thing that gets thrown at Spurs supporters and myself many times in here, wherever I go with friends, you never win trophies. And that's because we're at a standstill. And that's essentially because you've got an owner and a chairman that are just treating it as a business. Okay, they spent some money. I get that. And that people say, you spent a lot of money. Recruiting the wrong player, 60 million for Richarlison. No one expected him to not score yet, but no one expected to. He's not a £60 million player for me. So they're recruiting in the wrong areas. When you look at Eddie Howe, for instance, went into Newcastle, sorted the goalkeeper out, sorted the defence out immediately, knew that was the area that needed sorting. That's the area Spurs has needed sorting for a long, long time now. The front three speak for themselves. So they needed to sort that out. And you've got a world-class manager, a defensive manager that come in and didn't spot that and didn't get him. I mean, it was inevitable Conte was going to leave. We just need the right appointment. And I don't think an interim manager when you're going for top four with 10 games to go is the right thing to do.
On now to the Euro 2024 qualifier and the fallout from Stevie Clark's Scotland and their clash with Spain.
Scott McTominay, who scores a second goal, and Scotland are in dreamland now. Scotland 2, Spain 0. Scott McTominay, unbelievable.
Let's check in with the boys on the sports bar, Jason Cundy and Jermaine Pennant.
Huge wins for home nation sides tonight as Wales get their first win without Bale and Scotland. Oh my gosh, Scotland, they stunned Spain to claim a famous victory at Hampden Park. They absolutely deserved it. It was 2-0. Spain looked like average. Tactically, Clarkey got his tactics absolutely spot on. Scotland Wales fans, give us a ring to celebrate on air.
Scott McTominay is the best footballer in the world.
Okay. How old are you, Cammy?
13.
13. Are you at school tomorrow?
Nah, my mum's letting me stay off for the week.
Okay.
Scotland win, you get the week off. Is that what? Absolutely fantastic.
That's amazing. So Scotland have won, and you get the rest of the week off?
Aye.
So what's it going to be now?
Who sanctioned that? Is mum there? Can we speak to mum? Is mum there?
Well, my mum's not took me to this match. My pal, Sam.
Is Sam off school tomorrow?
No, he's gone to school.
Sam, you've had a stinker, mate.
can we speak to Sam's mum, please?
Hi there.
Hello. What's your name, Sam's mum?
My name's Alexis.
Alexis. So I've just been informed by Cammy that because Scotland have won, he's got the week off school.
Well, that's what he says, but Sam's definitely not. He's going to school tomorrow.
Oh, come on, Alexis.
Just one day.
Just the one
Give
day.
Him one day.
You beat Spain, Alexis.
Let him celebrate.
Oh, I know. No, definitely going to school.
What was the atmosphere like, Alexis?
Oh, it was absolutely brilliant. Yeah.
You know, that's amazing. Scotland win, he gets the rest of the week off, Jammer.
It's not even like a day, the rest
he's
of the
got
week.
3 days off.
That PlayStation is going to be getting abused.
Isn't it just? Right, here we go, Denise.
Come on, sing along.
Here we go. Go on, Denise.
Here we go.
Wait, what? 100
miles.
I can't hear it. But.
Go on.
There you go, Denise.
Who thought when you woke up this morning that you'd be singing on the sports bar at the Proclaimers, eh? Who would have thought that?
I had no clue I would be on top for the tour.
In Cardiff, Kiefer Moore scored the only goal as Wales earned a vital 3 points against Latvia in Group D. Before the game, Gareth Bale was honoured for his contribution to the national side following his retirement.
Now, Anthony Joshua, or AJ to his mates, takes on Jermaine Franklin, or JF to his mates. That's on Saturday night in a must-win heavyweight fight for both of them. Surely that's all boxing, isn't it? Anyway, it's live on TalkSport. If you don't believe me, here's what we like to call in the trade a teaser for the bout. Press play on the teaser, would you? Oh, tease me away.
And still the unified heavyweight champion of the world, Alexander Usyk.
Anthony Joshua, for some reason, had the belts in his hand and he threw those belts outside of the ring.
I've never seen anything like that.
Anthony Joshua was walking back to the ring.
I'm not a 12-round fighter. Look at me.
When you try and do things from your heart, everyone's always going to understand.
Oh, yeah, you don't throw combinations like Rocky Marciano. Because I'm 14 stone, that's why.
I'm upset.
Going to be a tough defeat to take, but he'll be back.
Joshua going to the body, looking to work the uppercut.
It'll be silly of me to underestimate this guy. He's not a Rolex.
Lift off for AJ!
Every watch still tells the time and every clock still ticks.
On to AJ's promoter, Edwin Hearn, on the possibility of Joshua calling out Tyson Fury after the Gypsy King's bout with Alexander Usyk was called off.
No, I don't think that's really his style. I mean, I just feel like big fights are about timing. And you look at it now, Fury doesn't have a fight. If AJ wins, he doesn't have a fight. There's no mandatories for Fury. There is actually a clear path to make that fight. But let's not get our hopes up, eh? We know we've been there before, but just the only thing that matters right now is taking care of business on Saturday.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Let's check in now with football's hard man and Forest Green boss, Big Duncan Ferguson. Recalling the time he scared the hell out of Charlie Savage.
Robbie Savage's lad come to me and said to me, Duncan, I've been designated to come and speak to you. Do you mind if we train tomorrow at 2 o'clock or something? I said, the boys have pushed me forward, you know. I said, God, I'm petrified, man.
That is amazing.
It's unbelievable you can get a reputation and scare everybody off.
Hey, didn't he?
And it's totally unfounded as well, isn't it?
Absolutely, Ali. You know that.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcast from. Back on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time Show. That's later on today at 4 p.m. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcast app first in the morning. Do what you got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day. And above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.